A blind spot is something that you're not even aware of. Until you see it, you cannot change it. Now, the only way I can transform that is I have to continually dig in and unpack and understand what are the blind spots that are standing in my way between the man I am today and the man I'm going to be 5 years from now. Welcome to the Rising Kings podcast, where we enable you to raise your standards, elevate your performance, and live to your highest order in business and in life. Now, if you haven't already, make sure that you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on any feature content. So brothers and ladies, welcome to another episode of the Rising Kings pod. Ben here, your host, founder, director of the Rising Kings movement. And today I'm doing something different. Today I am going solo. It's just me and the mic. It's pretty uncomfortable. I will tell you straight up front. So the reason I'm doing this is I get a lot of input from brothers inside the Rising Kings Brotherhood, as well as listeners to the pod, etc., that ask for my input, my insights on various topics and areas of life. And so that's why I want to have a crack at this and see how it is. So here's my thing for you. If you like this format, if you get value out of this, can you please let me know and I will do more of them? And the way to do that is to hit me up on Instagram. It's just the handle Rising Kings. You will find me very simply, very easily, and shoot me a DM and tell me, hey man, that was awesome, loved it. And if you didn't like it, hey man, tell me as well. Just simply hit me up. Hey man, don't love the new format. Stick with what you're good at, which is interviewing others. And I'll take that feedback on board so that we can together direct this ship into creating the best possible podcast there is for men and women out there who really want to live their best life. And so the piece I want to talk about today is this notion of blind spots. What is a blind spot? I think it's pretty self-explanatory in terms of the way that it's laid out. Is a blind spot is something that you're not even aware of, right? We operate every single day due to our belief systems, our core patterns, our values, our behaviors. Like, a lot of it is default mode. It's stuff that we have just kind of set up since we were young, and now we just operate through that modality. And we continually do this, and it builds out our identity, and it becomes the person that we are today. And so sometimes when people raise an observation about us to us that we don't agree with, it triggers us, and it makes us feel very uncomfortable. And often those are blind spots. And a perfect example to share, you know, a metaphor around blind spots is the story of the three fish, right? So there's the wise old fish and there's two younger fish, and they're doing their thing in the ocean, swimming around. And the wise fish crosses paths with the two young fish, and the wise fish says to the two young fish, "Morning, gents. How's the water?" And the two young fish look at each other and they're like, What's water? And the reason I share that is, I think it's quite funny. The reason I share that is because when you're just completely unaware of what you're surrounded in, that is what we call a blind spot, especially too when it's something that is causing us not to be operating at our best and living up to our best. Now, an example of this is, you know, you might have a friend, person, someone in your life who kind of has that negative thought pattern, you know, like every time you catch up with them, there's always a problem. There's always something that's going wrong. It's kind of like that victim modality or mentality. And when you catch up with them, it's like, man, you know, like, can't this guy see or she see like the beauty of the world, like just how gifted and grateful that they should be. But to them, they're just operating their day-to-day. This is just how they live. This is just sits under, like, or their operating system that sits underneath is just running this script over and over and over. Like, they are just oblivious to it. And so having someone externally who can actually point out, hey man, did you know you're quite negative, man? Like, it's always about the problem. It's always about this. And helping them see that there is a potential blind spot that can be fixed. Now, that's a pure, simple, very raw example of it. And I want to share a little bit about, you know, these blind spots and how they impacted my life. So, you know, 10 years ago, I was operating under the victim mindset. Like my day-to-day was around the victim. Like it was never good enough. Even though I was married, children, business, etc., it was never enough. And I was walking around frustrated, angry, annoyed, easily triggered, disconnected, not happy. However, if you came and asked me, "Hey Ben, how you doing?" "Hey man, I'm good. I'm just doing my thing, operating the way I need to operate, trying to make things work. Oh, how's that going?" "Well, you know, it's challenging. But, you know, it's because of this and it's because of, you know, I just don't have time because now I've got kids and I don't have time, you know, because I've got to spend time with my wife and I don't have time because I've got to do this and, you know, the government's doing this and, you know, because of the economy and because of the weather and blah, 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 blah." Insert problem. And there's this huge blind spot that was just sitting in front of me the entire time where I just had zero gratitude, zero appreciation for what I actually had. Like I was just in this comparative mode, like really trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, or I was just had my eye focused on something completely different to what was going to bring me the fulfillment, the happiness, the joy, or all the things that I actually was in search of. I just didn't even know it. Right, because if you asked me at the time, what are you in search of, man? It was just chasing money, really. Like I just needed business to work. Because once I had the money, everything else was going to sort itself out. And so I had this gaping, big blind spot in my life that I was just completely unaware to. And the way that this changed was I was doing a business program at the time, and part of the business program was they gave me the opportunity to enroll in this 5-day productivity course. Now, the funny part is, was I thought, yeah, I just need to be more productive. If I get more productive, that's going to solve all the challenges, all the problems in my life. Like that's one of my key problems that I've got to solve. And so I sign up to this productivity program, so to speak. Anyway, so it turns out to be this 5-day program, and this was, I think this was pre-Zoom, man. So like these calls that were done every day, these group calls were done via phone. Like I would dial in. There's no visuals or anything like this. And then on that call, a man by the name of Michael Burnoff, I'm pretty sure he still operates and still runs, you know, very similar programmatic methodology to like Tony Robbins, in how he runs. And so I'm jumping on this call at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning. That's when it kicked off. And here's this guy, Michael Burnoff, talking about, you know, some of these bigger questions to be asking yourself. And I remember like the first day, I was just like, what the hell is this? Like, how does this help me with productivity in terms of like, how are you stacking up your wins? How much gratitude do you feel? How happy do you feel about life? How many things are you doing that support you and make you feel better about yourself? And I'm like, what the hell? What have I signed up to here? Anyway, I continue on because I'm like, well, I signed up to this thing. I'm committed. It's a $500 program I'm getting access to for free as part of this other program I'm in. So I really want to make sure that I'm making the most of it. And so I keep showing up. Now, there was one question that hit me. It was probably about day 3 or 4 that really awakened me to the fact that I had a gaping big blind spot in my life. And the question was this: if you had $10 million in the bank today, would your life really be different? And then he went further on around this, right? Because at first I'm like, of course, man, $10 million in the bank, I'd be stoked. I'd be crushing it. I'd be living the dream. And he said, but I want you asking this question when things aren't going to plan, i.e. you have an argument with your spouse, wife, partner, etc. Pretend there's $10 million in the bank. Are you still having this argument? Are you still frustrated? Are you still annoyed? Ask yourself this question when you feel frustrated, annoyed, and upset with the kids, or upset with the way that the economy is running, or the way that the business is going, or when you wake up in the morning and you feel tired and exhausted and you don't want to train, or you're injured, or you feel sick. It's asking yourself the question, if there was $10 million in the bank in this moment, would I feel differently? Now, when he first laid that down, like I said, I'm like, 100%. Like, it's a stupid question. However, what I found out was that This was one of my biggest transformational questions that started me on this path of self-inquiry and getting to understand and getting to know who I am. And so what ended up happening is I started running it. So like my challenge was I'm going to run it for the next 48 hours. And I remember within the first 24 hours, you know, like getting off the call, it's like 7:30 in the morning, you know, we've got two little kids running around, etc. I'm starting to get frustrated because I'm like starting to get anxious about all the work I need to do and how productive I need to be today and all the things I've got to get done. And the kids aren't doing what I'm asking them to do. And I ask, and I stop, and right in that moment, I'm like, you know, I'm getting frustrated here. I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting triggered. If I had $10 million in the bank, would I feel differently? And the answer was no. I was like, whoa, where'd that come from? And so I'm like, all right, that, maybe that's the anomaly. You know, as we do as men, like we're very logical. Hey man, that's the anomaly. That's don't worry about it. Let's just get on with life. And we keep going, and I keep going through. And you know, a argument breaks out with beautiful chosen one back in the day. And I'm like, if I had $10 million in the bank right now, would I still be feeling frustrated, annoyed, and you know, pretty much disconnected in this moment? And the answer was yes. And man, I ran, like I said, I did this for 48 hours. And every single time I asked myself that question, the answer was I would still feel the same as I did, whether I had $10 million in the bank or whatever money I had in the bank at the time. Now, when I reflect back on that, it makes total sense. It's because it's not about the money in the bank. It's about me internally. Like what's the actual feeling that's going on underneath, around my life, around all the situations there. Like I was not grateful for having two beautiful children. I was not grateful that I had a beautiful wife, spouse, chosen one that was there sharing a path with me. Dude, I wasn't even grateful for the fact that I had a roof over my head. I was on this journey, this personal development journey, and just had zero awareness around it. And that was a huge blind spot for me. And so if you fast forward now, 10 years down the track to where I am today, it's actually like 13 years, closer to 13 years. My whole life is now devoted to figuring out and uncovering as many of my own blind spots as I can, as well as having the brotherhood and the men. And that's why we have Rising Kings there, is to help us actually unpack and uncover these blind spots that sit within us that are genuinely holding us back from the life that we desire. And so for the past 13 years, I've just continued to dig in, actually get to know who I am. What am I trying to achieve? Why is that important? Why am I triggered in this particular moment? Why does that upset me? Why am I frustrated by that? Why am I jealous by this thing? And I can tell you, man, it has completely revolutionized my entire outlook on life, the opportunities that arise, the growth that's come out of it. But on the deepest level, it's like my connection with Chosen One, my connection with my kids, my connection with myself, like more happiness, more fulfillment, more joy, etc. Because of the power of getting in underneath and unpacking blind spots. Now, the reason I wanted to share this with you today is because I just see so many people operating with gaping big blind spots that are literally destroying their entire life. Now, I host close to 500 calls every single year. And every single conversation I have out of those whole 500, I will tell you, like 500 of them at the end of our conversation will always say, dude, thank you so much. Like you have shown me this new understanding of what's going on. And that's not because I've got some special power or I'm like some guru, etc. It's because I understand and I can see blind spots very well. Because I understand myself so well, I understand my blind spots, and I've been working on this for so long, I can now see other people's blind spots. And it's the same thing. When you start working on yourself and you unpack your own blind spots, you start to see others with that blind spot that they're unaware of. Now, the thing is, if you go and tell people to change just because you see some blind spot, they're going to tell you to F off and don't tell me how to live my life. But if you can lead by example, that you can empathize with others who have that blind spot and then show them that there's a potential path out of that blind spot, then you're doing life a service.
Hey, brother. I hope you're enjoying the show. If, like me, you find these podcasts interesting, relevant, fun, and somehow Ben is in your head, understanding what you're going through in life, do us a favor, hit the subscribe button, or go over to iTunes and leave us a review. I hope you enjoyed the show. Now, back to it.
And so I want to share with you, just before we close out here, just a couple of practical tips around how does one help himself or herself when it comes to these blind spots. Now, there's been two core things that have really helped me on this journey. The first is journaling. Now, I'm a huge fan of journaling. I've been journaling for probably close to 12 to 15 years, on and off, but very, very consistent over the past couple of years. And the biggest thing I've found with journaling is it allows you to dig in and actually get to know yourself. Because what we're talking about here in terms of unpacking blind spots is awareness. You have to become aware. And the best way I've found to become aware is by asking yourself hard questions consistently over and over and over again through the power of written form. Now, I'm talking pen and paper. I get some people do it on a computer, etc. Potentially that works for them. I don't know. But when you write on a piece of paper, the beauty of it is, it slows you down. Like, you can't write at the speed that you think. So all of a sudden, your brain has to slow down in terms of the thoughts and the processing speed that it's going at in order for your hand to keep up. And so it keeps you on point, like getting out what is actually going on. And then the better the question you ask, the better answer you're going to get. And so this has been a really core practice for me in terms of doing that and unpacking it. The second piece, or the second core thing that has really helped me when it's come to, you know, unpacking blind spots, is surrounding myself with like-minded people. Now, I surround myself with the best of the best. I surround myself with men inside Rising Kings. And the beauty of that is I'm learning when they're learning. And also, too, in conversations, I'm getting called out about blind spots I'm not even aware of by men who have had similar blind spots in their world. Right? And this is the beauty of when you work in a collective, is that you have others that can see what you don't see. And it goes back to the analogy I used before, the metaphor I used before about the fish. Like, until you see it, you cannot change it. And this ties it all together in the fact that we're moving and operating through some form of modality on a day-to-day basis in our lives, doing the things that we do, hoping, praying, sometimes wishing that things would change. We want different results. We want better results. Yet we keep pushing, keep trying to do different things, keep, you know, like doing things, or we keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. You know, like, maybe I just need to train harder. Maybe I need to work longer. Maybe I just need to go and do this inside my marriage. Maybe I've got to do this with the kids, etc. But the truth is, man, if you keep doing that, a lot of the time is you're chasing a solution to the wrong problem. You're actually chasing a solution to a symptom of the core problem. And until you get down and understand what the core problem is, which is usually one of these major blind spots, you cannot shift and you cannot change. And so that's what I want to close out with today. Where are your blind spots? What are these blind spots doing to you? And if you don't get clear and don't actually figure out what these blind spots are, where's life going to end up? Like, I'm 45 years of age. I turned 46 this year. And I can tell you, I have lived the best part of my life over these past 5 years than I have in the previous 40 years. Now, I loved the previous 40 years, don't get me wrong, but these last five have been the most profound, the most connected, the most exciting, the most fun, the most joyous, and at the same time, have had the most challenges in them than I've had in the previous 40 years. Now, the way I was able to navigate all that, though, was through unpacking and uncovering these blind spots, these core beliefs that sit underneath me, these values, these behaviors, these traits that had just formed by default that I'm now in control of, that I can actually transform and change. And when I change me, I change my outcome. And so I now look at 5 years down the track. I'm planning for the man I desire to be at 50, and I'm working towards becoming that man, not in terms of the goals the 50-year-old Ben is going to produce. It's the man that Ben will be at 50, how he thinks, how he acts, how he shows up. Now, the only way I can transform that is I have to continually dig in and unpack and understand what are the blind spots that are standing in my way between the man I am today and the man I'm going to be 5 years from now. So that's blind spots, people. So I'm just going to bring it back to this. Get to know yourself. Understand your blind spots. Ask for feedback from those around you. And do yourself a favor. Get into some practices that are going to help you break through these. You can sit here and listen to all the podcasts you want. You can watch all the YouTube clips you want. You can read all the books you want. You can do all this sort of stuff. But the truth is, man, nothing is really going to change until you take the necessary action to break the way that you're operating at the moment. And I'm privy of this. Like, I'm going through massive transformations in my world right now, especially in the realms of business, etc. And I find myself very comfortable in the learning phase, like going in and absorbing content and reading books and, like I just said, like podcasts, YouTube clips, etc. And then it gets really uncomfortable when I got to execute. It all makes sense in my head when I'm watching it. Oh, yeah, this is great. You know, like at the false high, I got the fake high, and then I go and start implementing. I'm like, oh my God, this is really messy. This is really hard. What am I doing? And I want to tell you guys, like, it's the same when it comes to personal development. You want to change, you've got to dig in. You've got to, if I was to put it down to one thing, is like, you've got to understand who you are. And if you want some help with that, I can certainly point you in the right direction. Now, one of the things that we run at the moment, that we're giving away at the moment, is what I call the Wheel of Life assessment. Now, this is a great little assessment that you can grab a hold of. It's free. You download it, you fill it in, and it gives you a visual representation of where some of your biggest blind spots are, right? Some of your biggest gaps that you need to focus on and work on in order to create a more fulfilling life that you desire. And if you want access to that, you just go to risingkings.com.au/WOL. risingkings.com.au/WOL. Download it. It's yours for free. Go through this. This is stuff that we've run inside Rising Kings to help men get clear on where they need to be investing their time, effort, and energy in order to grow, evolve, and create the life that they desire. So like I said at the start, people, if you enjoyed this monologue and you'd like to hear more of them, please hit me up on Instagram. Tell me, hey man, love it. And if you don't, tell me as well. That's cool. I'm good with feedback. I love it. There's probably another big blind spot sitting right here, right now, that I need to be aware of, that I need to fix. Big love to you all. Keep up the awesome work. Stay strong.